And we're lucky enough to be joined by somebody who would probably prefer to be out there than talking to us. Actually, no, not probably. Would definitely prefer to be out there than talking to us. Of course, just an injury late last year in the VFL has just slowed her up a little bit. Great to have Erin Hoare joining us in the box. Erin, thank you for giving us some of your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Just an update. How is the foot? You suffered an injury in the final round of the VFLW season, which obviously ended your VFL season, but it's just taken a little bit longer than you would have hoped.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I sort of didn't read too much into my rehab timing because I didn't want to get too ahead of myself. So, yeah, just had a Liz Frank injury in the finals of our VFLW season last September. Had surgery shortly after and have been in rehab pretty much all of our pre-season. So I'm back in full training now and very much hoping to be back at it soon. But what a wonderful night for Geelong regardless. So it's so exciting to be here.
How close were you and when did realisation kick in that you just weren't going to be right for round one?
Yeah, like I said, I sort of tried not to think too far ahead because you can do your head in a little bit. You know, just focus on the short-term goals, make sure I could do what I could do in the gym, obviously with not putting load into my foot. And then getting back into full training was probably that next step up that just took a little bit longer to get conditioned and to get ready to play this level of football, which of course is very, very high.
First half of the season, is that the hope?
Yeah, look, the hope is pretty much as soon as possible. I'm extremely close to being available for selection and, yeah, just doing everything I can to be ready.
Now, I've got to ask you, not just on the field are you very talented, but now a doctor. Now, not one of those, I've got something wrong with me.
Not a real doctor.
Terms of,
yeah. That's what you want to say.
No, I've got this little rash. Can you tell me what it is, doctor? Tell us about your studies and what you are now a doctor in. And I suppose, are they calling you doc now?
That's very kind. I can confirm they do call me that, and I wish they wouldn't. But no, I'm really fortunate. I've had a lot of education opportunities alongside my sport. I studied my doctorate a couple of years ago now, so I've got a PhD in mental health research. That's my passion outside of football. And yeah, love my work, love my job. I'm a fortunate one, I think, and very much highly recommend getting into uni and getting studying at Deakin University.
Absolutely, a great sponsor here of the Cats AFLW program.
That mental health space is, unfortunately, it's going to be massive, and it's quite warranted. So now you've got a business card with a heap of letters at the end of it.
I don't know about that.
Well, you need to when you're a doctor. You can afford to do that.
Oh, I don't know about that. I love what I do. I look at kind of novel things that we might be able to tap into from mental health, like diet, physical activity, and sport, and just try to see how we might be able to, I guess, help some people that may not be getting help in other areas of their life.
Yeah, sure. Now that you're in this system, you've been in the system for a couple of years, do you get a chance to get back to local sport? Mm. Question part one. And part two, have you been surprised by the number of young girls that have taken to this like duck to water?
Actually, that makes it a little bit emotional because seeing it and seeing all these girls inspired, it's quite literally not something that we were able to see as kids. And it's hard to sort of imagine what that would have been like and what our sporting choices would have been had we have seen it. So to see all these families here, I was outside before the game and you know, saying hello to people and getting involved. And, it's just so inspiring. And I'm so proud to be a part of this footy club, but also, you know, growing up in Geelong and now being able to represent Geelong, it's absolutely unreal.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. And I'm lucky enough to have a daughter who is coming through the pathways at Geelong and was lucky enough to be down here the other week with a few other girls to get inside the facility and watch you girls train. And they didn't stop talking about it. And to come home and have that and hear that in the background and just as general talk around the household is absolutely brilliant. So these young girls that are coming through at a lot of different clubs, in 5 years' time, this competition is going to be unbelievably good.
That's right. Certainly skill and talent, and that's going to just keep on increasing. But the thing I love about footy, and certainly the reason why I play, is the culture of footy. There is a real sense of inclusion. There's all different types of people, all different body shapes and sizes, and we've all got a role to play, and it's just wonderful.
And Hoodie's been fantastic. He started in this at the very beginning in the VFL, and he's now the coach at AFLW. What influence has he had you personally and the group as a whole?
Yeah, Hoodie's done an unreal job, obviously, you know, training us and preparing us to enter this competition. I think it's a pretty unique position because there are people coming in from different sports, like myself, like a lot of the other girls, and clearly our needs are a lot different to other players who played footy their whole lives. So the fact that he's been able to give all of us individually what we need to become the footballers that we are and to set goals for us that we've been able to achieve and hopefully continue achieving is just phenomenal. So we have some huge amount of respect for him and we're lucky to have him.
You've done a bit of a bio for the Cats. One of the things that was asked, who are your favourite athletes from other sports? One of them is Shani Layton. Are you disappointed you're not out there rucking against her?
I can't remember writing that bio, and it was probably before I knew that Shani was playing in round one. But no, look, I played with Shani up in Sydney. I have a huge amount of respect for her as an athlete and what she's done for the sport of netball, and obviously the fact that she's now playing footy is just amazing as well, and I have no doubt that she's been really excited by that culture I was talking about before. So no, good on her. I'm glad she's playing.
When you were a kid, what was your favourite cartoon?
Oh gosh,
it's just got Lisa Simpson because she works hard for things she loves and uses her intelligence to do good.
I was inspired by Lisa. She was different to the other characters that we saw in cartoons, particularly young girls, you know. So I'll stick with the Simpsons, can't go past that. Up to season 10, beyond that I haven't seen too much.
Obviously you're very talented in the academic sphere, in the sporting sphere. You play the saxophone as well.
No, look, I like I said, I've had a lot of...
This is getting ridiculous.
I don't know if I should have come on. Like I said, had a lot of opportunity, extremely grateful. Work ethic certainly helped me to get to where I'm in my career scientifically, but I just love footy. I love it.
We have a bit of fun here on K-Rock, so...
Aaron knows that.
Can we narrow it down to maybe things that you're not good at?
Look, I'm 6'4", so I struggle fitting into small cars.
Very good. Aaron, we really appreciate you taking the time to join us. We wish you the best of luck with the recovery, or what's left of it. It's obviously very close to a return. Can't wait to see you out there. And I'm guessing watching this probably makes you want it even more to be
100%. Thanks for having me, guys, and go Geelong.